Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim has the remarkable ability to focus on what matters now and what's coming next.
You realize that 10,000 hours on the radio is 600,000 minutes of talking, and you've used them all well. Congratulations, and again, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century with our good friend Jack Aldrich. Jack is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. What have you written? A dozen books now, Jack?
I'm up to 13 and working on the 14th right now.
All right, and they're awesome, folks. I encourage you to find out. Jack, I need your website, please. Say it again, Jack. Say your website again. Okay. Check it out, folks.
They're selling, yeah.
Yeah. ULDRICH. Jack Aldrich.
Correct.
So, Jack, I want to talk about the future of the supply chain. One of the reasons, if any of us have been scratching our heads over the last 10 years, 15 years, or I guess maybe 12 years, since the 2008 financial crisis, when the economy, the real economy, was in the doldrums for almost a decade, I called it the lost decade, the stock market was going nuts, and I kept thinking, where are these companies getting their profits? Well, now we know they were going to single supply chain sources to the cheapest place on the planet, and now anybody who's been trying to get things delivered, various products delivered, as I have over the last year, recognizes that there was zero redundancy. I think the future of supply chain is going to be demanding redundancy. What do you think?
Absolutely. I wrote about this in my last book. I said that one of the things businesses are going to have to do is engage in strategic inefficiency. And that sounds like a paradox or doesn't sound like it makes sense, but look, if your supply chain goes down and you're only focused on efficiency, you are extremely vulnerable. And now businesses have experienced that. And, of course, we have to build in redundancy. But redundancy, by many economists' thinking, is inefficient. Well, it is until it isn't. And then if it puts your business out of business, you're done. And so the smart business owners have always understood it's not just success. You also have to factor in survivability.
Sustainability. You have to sustain success. You can't just be successful. You have to sustain it year over year over year, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. That is absolutely right. And a lot of businesses are learning a tough lesson right now. But this is learn, grow, and exploit a lot of the tools and technologies that are out there to help you transform your supply chain into something that is a lot more resilient.
I've been one of the things I've been talking about now for about 6 months, Jack, even before COVID, is what I'm calling hemispherization. We all know about globalization, but I think especially now, we're going to see more of the things that we use, consume, and whatever it may be, a part or an end user product. We're going to see more of that being done in this hemisphere, less crossing an ocean to get it than in the past. What do you think about that?
I do. I think it's actually we're going to see a lot more what I call hyper localization. I mean, Jim, if you look at the advances in 3D printing, as well as urban and vertical agriculture, we are on the verge of being able to both produce very physical products, think shoes, engines, supply parts, as well as food really close to the consumer
You got to throw energy into that mix. You got to throw the energy independence of America into that mix. You can build a factory now on top of the energy supply. It doesn't have to be trucked in. It can come right out of the ground into your plant.
Yeah, that's right. I think to this point, we don't have time to get into the details of it, but microgrids are going to start taking off. It's not just solar.
Tell them quickly what a microgrid is.
Power.
Tell them what a microgrid is.
A microgrid is a battery-based system that harnesses a number of renewable energy sources to create a self-sustaining energy system.
And would it be, is a microgrid serve a community, a neighborhood, or a house? Or all three?
It could be all of those.
Yeah.
All of those.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I need your website one more time, please.
www.jackaldrich.com.
All right, jackaldrich.com. Folks, we always get smarter when Jack joins us. Jack, thank you so much for that. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.